Good morning, everybody. You're here with me on 12radio.com. I am Lori the Love Sherpa, and I welcome you all to my show. It is Monday, June 29th, 2026, and it is 10:04 a.m. at the moment. Thank you for your patience and waiting for me while we worked out the few little snags. Everything is cool. And first off, so I don't forget, I do want to tell everyone that I have a couple of announcements. First off, this show today, today's show is being brought to you by my lovely friend Rob, who's sponsoring me this week. He's sponsoring the show, and I wanted to give him a big shout out and say thank you for his generosity for sponsoring my show this week. So I also want to let everyone know that today's show is going to be the last show that I'm doing on 12 Radio. I will be going over to YouTube for next week's show, assuming all goes well, as soon as I figure out how to do it this week with Serena guiding me. Cross your fingers and send me lots of light because I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. Hang on one second. Okay. Excuse me. Serena's gonna lead me through the YouTube tutorial and hopefully I will be with you this coming Monday, next Monday. What day is it? I guess it's 6, the 6th, I believe, July 6th. Is that right? Yeah, July 6th, Monday. That will be my very first show on YouTube, hopefully. So you can all join me over there, and I'm sure that Serena will figure out a way to let you know where I'm going to be somehow, because I have no idea right now. But we'll figure it out. We'll get it all taken care of, and you'll be able to find me on YouTube. And I may or may not decide to turn my camera on, so you can all see me live. I probably will, because I kind of enjoy that. I like being seen. As a 3-5 authority in I have the fifth line, excuse me. I'm a 3/5 splenic projector in human design, and the 5 is very important in that almost no one sees me clearly unless they really want to, and even then sometimes they don't. There's a distortion field with the fifth line. So many people, most people, see the person who has the fifth line through their own lens of perception, which we all tend to do anyway, but it's amplified when someone has a fifth line like I do. So fifth line people have a very interesting existence, and I can tell you that is a fact. We tend to have people project their own stuff onto us. And I was talking about this last week too. We tend to have people see us through their own lens and as a mirror to themselves. So when someone looks at me, really they're seeing themselves, which is weird, honestly, because I think people really have to see me clearly, people really have to have a pure heart. And if you don't have a pure heart, you're probably not going to see me clearly. And that's putting it frankly. I'm not making that up. It's just the way it is. And this has been my experience. I have noticed with everyone, I can feel who's got that pure heart, and I can feel who doesn't. And I don't mean to make it sound like, some people are better than others, but some people come here frequency wise for different purposes. Everybody does. Everybody comes for a different purpose. And frequency wise, some people are more pure of heart than others. It's just a fact. And that can change. It can definitely change a little. I'm still learning about frequencies, so I know it can change, but I know that basically we're here for certain purposes, and that part, I don't think that part really changes. Although I feel like it can have positive aspects and negative aspects sometimes. But anyway, I really just want to get myself on YouTube and have you all, join me there. And hopefully, we'll have a bigger audience and everything will go well. And I think there have just been, a lot of issues with 1-2 Radio for a long time. So, you have to like grow. It's growth. That's how I look at pretty much everything, even stuff that I don't necessarily want to happen. It's happening for a reason, and it's going to take me to a growth point. And it's going to take me to a better place on the other side. So I am looking forward to actually being on YouTube. And the only thing I really would love is to be able to see all of you too. Like a big Zoom call, If you could see me, I really want to look at all of you as well. Otherwise, I feel like it was weird when I first started doing this show because it's interesting just talking to yourself, but knowing there are people listening, but not being able to really see anyone. It's something that, I get used to. I got used to fairly quickly, but it was definitely something to get used to. And I mean, anything is, whenever we're trying something new, we're always trying to get used to something, right? And we do. I mean, the first time I danced on a pole, or did a spinner on a pole, it felt completely foreign. And now I can pretty much do it in my sleep. So anything that we do with practice, we get much more comfortable with for the most part. So let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat. You go to your device and I'm doing it too, so if I'm quiet, that's why. Hang on one sec. Okay, go to your device, your computer, whatever, and go to 12radio.com. And that is the last time I'm going to be saying that. That is so funny. And when you go to 12radio.com, you'll see. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if my banner's there because I don't see my face like I usually do. Okay, anyway, go to chat through the options on the left and hit chat. And that should take you right over into the 1-2 Radio Facebook page. And you should see my banner, but I don't see my banner. And I don't know why. Oh, I do see it. It's way down the page for some reason. Okay, just scroll way down the page a bit and you'll see my banner. I don't know why it's so far down the page. Strange. It's usually right on top when my show is playing. Okie dokie. So you are more than welcome to ask questions, bring your comments, questions, anything you would like to say into the chat. I am a intuitive guide. I am a projector in human design. As I said, a 3-3-5 splenic, which means I get intuitive hits in the moment. I am a spiritual psychology practitioner trained over at the University of Santa Monica. And all that to say, I also have much other knowledge under my belt, and I can help you in many, many ways. So if you're asking questions, I can actually give you a good answer, hopefully. And I love questions, so please feel free to bring it. And I want to make today's last show a really, really good one. So let me say hello to who's in the chat first before I entertain the questions. All right. Hey, Rob. I hope you heard me shout you out. Rob is my sponsor for today's show, and I'm very grateful. So thank you, Rob. Hey, Renee. Happy full moon to you, too. Yes, Jersey represent. Yes, Rob is from Jersey. I am from Jersey. Kat is from Jersey. Psychic Kat, who just did her show before me on YouTube. Kat is a Jersey girl. She lives in Florida now, and I'm in California, but we're both from Jersey. We grew up, she's a little younger, a few years younger than I am, but right around the same age. And she and I both grew up in Jersey, probably less than 45 minutes away from each other. Little did we know that we would be meeting up on this radio show and become friends. It's very funny. Hey, Pamela. Yeah. You know, I know Kat mentioned the retrograde, and I actually don't know which day it started. I'm going to check that right now, as a matter of fact. One second. I'm going to go look at my calendar and see. It's today. Yes, the retrograde starts today, and the shadow was a few days before, and I definitely think I was feeling some of that for sure. But yeah, Mercury retrograde starts today, so wow. Oops, sorry about that. I will be muting occasionally, because I need to clear my throat or whatever. But yes, Mercury retrograde, busy day, full moon in Capricorn, I might add. And I was looking at what that means for me as a Capricorn with a Scorpio rising. And it says a lot of stuff I've been hearing about me moving and new financial endeavors. So this is interesting to me because many reasons, which I won't go into right now, but good morning, Tara. Glad you're all here with me. Tara, I will be on YouTube hopefully this coming Monday. I am not there today. Today is my last show on 1-2 Radio. Hey, Job. My friend Kat is in the chat. My other friend Kat. I have like three friends named Kat. One of them is my bestie, and she is in the chat today. And Kat says, so excited for you to get on YouTube. Yeah, I am too. I have some trepidation because I don't know what to expect. And I always get a little anxious, I guess, not really, but a little bit. Trepidatious is probably the better word when it comes to starting certain new things like YouTube, because my ADHD tends to not easily handle many things with many different steps. Like I can do up to things with maybe three steps tops. After that, I sort of have to like write everything down and follow along because it's just the way my brain works. And otherwise I get very confused and I can't remember. And my executive functioning, you know, up till now has been kind of shitty because of that. So ADHD is a weird thing and it can be challenging, let me tell you, along with all the other challenges of life. But you know, that's one of the reasons I was incarnated into this body to deal with, and that's what I'm doing. And so I kind of just look at everything as I take it as it comes. I take it in stride. I do my best, and that's all anybody can ever ask of me. So I don't worry too much about stuff like that. I'm like, all right, I will try my best, and I will, if I have to do it, I'll figure out a way to do it. And you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And if it's not meant to be, then it won't be. So the worst that could happen, you know, I won't die. So I'm sure it'll all work out. Usually everything works out. I've gotten this far and I will get even farther. And you know, the day that spirit does decide that I need to take the exit point, then I will take the exit point, and I'm not worried about that. So, not even a little. But I will get on YouTube. YouTube is definitely not the biggest challenge I've ever had in my life, trust me. I'm sure I'll manage. But yeah, it's exciting. So thanks for that, Kat. And Job says, I'm ready for something new in my life. Well, if you're ready, then Spirit is probably about to serve you up with something new in your life, Job. But you, I find that we have to decide what we want so that, you know, the universe can adjust and move things around for our benefit and in the best possible way. And if we don't know what we want, that's okay too, because spirit knows what's good for us. And sometimes if you really don't know, then and you just remain open, then spirit just kind of serves you up with good things. Because I remember a long time ago when I was probably a lot less resistant than than I am now. I think with time we tend to build up resistance as time passes. So we have to learn to drop that. And it's harder because, you know, we've experienced more and we've accumulated some wounding and it sometimes can just be harder to drop resistance as time passes. But it's not impossible, and it's very possible actually, because it's just, I think we have to work at it more as we get older. Because I feel like it felt more effortless when I was younger. And I didn't really think about it as much. I think there's more to think about now than there was then. And I think that's part of it. And so I like to remember what that felt like to just, you know, kind of skate along in life. And, you know, what comes, comes. And we deal with it and we kind of just go on our merry way. And that's really the way to approach it. I mean, if you approach life that way, assuming everything is working out for you, it usually does. So let's all just assume that everything is always working out for us in the best possible way and for the highest good of all. So I'm making that assumption, and I want you all to make that assumption. And I think that really helps. Okay, Kat would like a card around her work and her time in SoCal. I'm gonna have to go get my cards, Kat. I am parked in one room and my cards are in the other room. Okay, Serena. You say that my banner is at the top. That's very interesting because I had to scroll down a bit for it. So maybe it might be at the top now. I know that whenever people add comments, it takes it to the top. So I don't know what happened there. Okay, Rob has a human design question. And Pamela says you two should do a Jersey Shore show together. Yeah, Psychic Cat Night. Yeah, we probably should. That would be a good idea. Maybe we will on YouTube. That would be pretty fun. And I am a big fan of the Jersey Shore, as most of you already know. All right, I'm gonna put you on hold and go get my cards. Just there might be a minute of not even like 30 seconds of dead air, so just give me a sec. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm here. I hope everybody can hear me. All right, I have got the cards. Let me just go through these comments real quick. Oh, Rob says, I didn't have to announce the retrograde starting today. He says he's been a walking clusterfuck since his feet hit the floor this morning. Well, we did have a shadow. The retrograde shadow started a few days ago, so you've probably been feeling it before that, but today definitely. Pamela says, yes, I am late diagnosed ADHD. It explains a lot, but knowing doesn't really make it any easier. That's true. And I'm trying to learn new ways to manage the most annoying quirks. You know what? You just go with it. It's like a superpower. That's how I look at it. It truly is like a superpower. It just makes us different. I don't think it makes us like any worse for wear. I think it just makes us different. And I really do feel like it's a superpower in many ways. So I look at it that way. Because I think it's all in how you look at it, and that's what's important. Right. Rob had a question and Kat wants a card. So let's pull Kat's card first. And then we'll go to Rob's question about human design, because you know I love questions. All right. I can't shuffle these cards very well. I'm gonna have to like mix them up a little bit differently and just do a spread. Mix them up a little bit different. All right. Okay, Kat. I have a card for you. She wants to know about her stay in SoCal and what else did you say there? Your work and your time in SoCal. Okay. The angel of prayer. Ask the universe and the angels for help and guidance. Well, isn't that always the way? Angel of prayer says, ask the universe and the angels for help and guidance. You are never alone, nor do you need to tackle or solve everything on your own. The universe, God, Goddess and the angels are always listening. All you need to do is ask for their help and guidance. Prayer does not need to be formal or structured, as has been the tradition for so long in many religions. You may converse with the universe, God, Goddess, the angels, ascended masters, and all beings of light and love in your own language and in your own way. The universal power is your loving friend. The pure essence of creation responds immediately to all your requests. However, due to the universal law of choice, it will not act or intervene unless it is asked to do so. Discuss the current issue along with any other fear or concern you may have with the angel of prayer. So I guess basically what that's telling you is you can figure it out on your own with the help of spirit's guidance. And I think you already knew that, right? I have a feeling. It's been working out for you so far. And I think there are lessons to learn here too, because I know it hasn't all been easy. But yeah, I definitely think that, maybe it sounds like a kind of a simple answer, but I mean, it's spirit, so let's not minimize it. Spirit is major. And whatever we ask of spirit is going to be the best answer we can possibly get. Excuse me, one sec. All right. So Rob had a question. I hope that helps, Kat. I really do. I know navigating everything you're navigating can feel challenging at times for sure. I get that. I get it completely. I'm just going to refresh the chat. And then I'm going to answer Rob's human design question. Yeah, Serena, my chat is definitely down the page. I don't know why I'm seeing it that way. I see several people above me. Okay. But at least I see it this week. Last week I didn't even see it. Okay. Serena says the exciting thing about YouTube is I'll never have to search for my chat again. That's funny. Okay. Rob, human design question. Is it possible for same types to be highly compatible and complementary to each other? Or am I just experiencing an exception to the rule relationship? My significant other and I mesh so well on so many varied levels, intellectually, physically, spiritually, that it seems surreal and almost too easy, if that makes sense. Well, hallelujah. I almost want to say, don't question it and just enjoy it, because obviously you guys are on the same frequency, whatever that may be. And human design and frequency answer this question very easily. Yes, it's highly possible for the same type to be highly compatible and complementary to each other. A lot of time, and also they don't always get along. It's not like a hard and fast rule that every projector I encounter is someone I'm going to get along with. Although, let me think. Of all the projectors I know, I do get along with all of them. Absolutely. They really are very special to me. They really are. Just going by type, by, you know, the types, the projectors, the generators, manifesting generators, reflectors, and manifestors. Five types. Just going by type alone, yes. I pretty much adore all the projectors I know that I can think of right now. And we get along to different degrees, but we get along for the most part, I would say. I do know one projector who I disagree with vehemently on some issues, especially politics, but I love her and I pray for her every day. She is part of my soul family, I'm sure. Even though, you know, we have differing viewpoints on some things, but I know she's a good person, you know, and I feel like I can't say that about all the types. I don't know that all the manifestors are going to get along with each other because of the nature of how they operate and how they are made to work as humans. Manifestors are here to initiate. They are here to get shit done and like initiate and inform. And sometimes if you've got a few manifestors together, everybody wants to initiate. And I'm not sure how that would work. So thank goodness they are somewhat few and far between, because if you have a room full of manifestors, I would think that there would be a lot of fighting, honestly. So I think it depends on your type. I feel like manifesting generators probably get along the best with other manifesting generators, because they're just like, they're made to pivot. They're like, they're always doing this and then that and this and that. And they're, you know, going from one thing to the next. And it's great. I mean, my best friend Kat is a manifesting generator and I'm a projector and we get along famously. We are like literally 100% compatible and more compatible than I've ever seen anyone be with anyone. I certainly have never met anyone that I've been as compatible with as Kat, my best friend Kat, who's in the chat right now. So you don't have to be the same type. You can be different types, but yes, it is possible that if you are the same type, you might get along. So it really varies. It's a yes and no answer, honestly. I wouldn't worry about it, truthfully. As long as you are meshing well, and it sounds like you really are. I mean, if it feels easy, let it be easy. Don't worry about it. Some things are supposed to be easy. Obviously, Rob, you have done something right in this life or in another life that you are now being rewarded for. This is a manifestation, and I think you should take it as such. This is a lovely manifestation. You're having a lovely time with lovely person, lovely people. And I mean, just be grateful. That's really, if you're grateful for this, more good stuff comes. So just enjoy. I'm happy for you. Obviously, you're on the right frequency, and the person you're with is on the same one or one that's very compatible. So yeah, just enjoy it. That's my best possible answer. All right, let's see. Make sure I have everybody here. I'm checking the chat again, refreshing. Yeah, it will be. That is so funny. Yeah, Serena, I can see Erica and I can see Ginger and I can see Kelly and I can see CA and Erica again. And then me. That's so weird. That never usually happens because I don't know, just weird. Okay, chat. Make sure I see everybody because I don't want to miss anyone. I know I missed a lot of you last week, but if I miss you, I always go back and say hi in the chat later after the show. So don't worry. But I don't want to miss anyone because I like your questions very much. And thank you for that question, Rob. I really appreciate it. It's fun to answer questions for me. So I welcome all your questions. If anybody else has a question, feel free to ask because we have like another 20 minutes for the show and I love answering questions. Job says, I'm actually working on that shift and transition to that something new. I'm excited because I'm ready to leave that other part of my life behind. Not that it's a bad thing I'm leaving behind. I treasure that part of my life, but it's time for that new phase. Yeah, it really, really is, Job. And I feel like a lot of people are going to find that that's happening right now with the Capricorn full moon, because that's just what it does. I'm not. I know a lot about astrology, but I'm not exactly an expert at all the aspects of it. So I don't exactly know about all of that, except for what I've been hearing. But I do know, like I said, for me, themes about moving and, work have come up. And that's stuff that has been present for me. So, I've been thinking about moving. I've been thinking about moving to hopefully a less expensive place, even though I love where I live for many reasons. I really love my apartment itself, but I would like more space. And I would like it's nice and quiet here, thank God, most of the time. And I'm very grateful for that because it wasn't always. And occasionally still isn't, but and I would be remiss if I didn't say that I really love being in a place that's, secluded, not within other people's energy. So sharing a wall doesn't really appeal to me that much. But I can also see all the good points. There are many, many things I'm grateful about with my apartment. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful to have my own space where I don't have to share it with anyone. I love living by myself. It's very important for my body to be able to relax in my own energy. So when I was living in my own house, that was actually really the best thing. Because some of the disadvantages are that, sometimes there's noise from outside or from other people, and sometimes there's smoke, which is kind of really annoying coming through the walls from other people's apartments, because other people near me tend to they smoke weed and they also smoke cigarettes, which I don't care for. I'd actually prefer the weed over the cigarettes. It's weird, but cigarette smoke is something I absolutely can't tolerate. And that happens occasionally. I have to say that the past few days I have been thankfully just completely smoke free and smell free and quiet, and it's been blissful. So if it were like this all the time, I would have no complaints. But I'm very grateful. Believe me, there are many more pros than cons to where I live. But I may move because the rent's high. It is. My rent is, it's close to 2,500 a month. And that's a lot for me. It's not a lot when I have money, but relatively speaking, and thankfully I have always had the money, thank goodness. But it's starting to feel, when I start to feel pressure about something, this is how my body works. If I start to feel pressure about something, I know it's time to change it. And I have started to feel pressure about the fact that my rent seems to keep going up and up and up and up and up at much too fast a pace, much faster than I'm comfortable with. And I'm sure many of you can relate. It just feels like it's getting out of hand. And I think I know they're allowed to do it, but it feels, to me, it feels like greed. Because I can feel that in my body, and it just feels like I get that the landlord has to take care of things and make money, but it feels greedy. I don't feel like 2,500 every month from every single one of these apartments is necessary. I don't. There are hundreds of apartments in this complex, and that is a lot of money to be bringing in every month for one person, and I don't begrudge anybody making money. However, if my rent were half of what it is, I have a feeling that the landlord would still be perfectly fine. Of course, that's my own feeling. But and if there are any landlords out there, then and you feel differently, you can certainly tell me. But I think $2,500 a month for a one-bedroom apartment is way too expensive. I feel it should be more along the lines of $1,000. $1,000 a month seems like a pretty decent chunk of money for a place to live. I really do. And I think that even some people can't afford that. If you're working a regular job, where are you supposed to get this kind of money? I don't work a regular 9-to-5 job. I do something a little different. I make my own hours. My hourly rate is high. It's expensive to work with me, and it's worth it, of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't charge it. But it's the only way I can afford this rent. Like most people working 9-to-5 on a regular 9-to-5 salary, at a normal job, could not afford a $2,500 a month rent. And that's crazy to me because people have to live somewhere. And where are they supposed to live if all the rents are like as much as mine? It's crazy to me. It just is. So I don't know what y'all are doing for work, but you must be doing something pretty amazing to be affording rent nowadays. And I would like to know what you're doing for work because according to what I've been reading in astrology lately, there's something around my work that's changing. And I don't, not that I'm changing my work, I'm not, because I don't feel like I'm supposed to be doing something all that different than what I'm already doing. But I am shifting my work and growing it so that I can have an even deeper offering for my clients, which I really love. So yes, I am a projector. I will always be doing intuitive guidance in some way, shape, or form. And I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to look like, because I know I'm going to like it. Otherwise, I won't do it. Yeah, I don't tend to do well with jobs that I hate, so I don't do them. And it's why I carved out my niche so long ago. I carved it out to make my time flexible. I carved it out so that I could live my life the way I want. Because I wanted my life every day to feel like a vacation. I wanted to be able to have my time be my own, my work be enjoyable. And I have done that. And I'm finding ways to do it even more. And I feel like that is what's shifting for me now. It's like, how is spirit going to show me how I can make my work and my life even more pleasurable and enjoyable, and do my work in an even better way, in a way that will bring me more abundance and more love and more connection and more of all of that for my clients as well? More emotional satisfaction, more love, more money, more abundance of all kinds, more success, more satisfaction, more peace. All the things that everyone wants, but so few people really ever get. So that I feel is my life constantly circulating towards my highest and greatest good and what feels better and better. So as far as my work is concerned, I am here, and if anyone is interested in working with me one-on-one, we can definitely do that. Just reach out to me either on Facebook Messenger. I'm Lori Love on Facebook. Reach out to me there, or you can reach out to me on Instagram at lori.the.love.sherpa and just send me a DM. Message, and I will get right back to you, and we can work together one-on-one. And as a projector, I am actually really best one-on-one. I love addressing an audience too. I really do. As a collective, because for me, that's kind of like one big piece, one big bunch of people. And I am really good one-on-one when I am focusing on one particular person. And when I am recognized and my time and expertise is valued, I can really come up with some great information and be a lot of help to the person who is in front of me. And my clients will attest to that. I have lots of great testimonials from super happy clients, and I'm happy to say that. So yeah, I'll pat myself on the back, and I stopped hiding my light under a bushel a long time ago, and I know what I can bring. I know what I bring to the table. Let's put it that way. And it's all that in a, you know, pretty big bag of chips. So yes, I will give myself kudos, because I'm happy to say that I have helped people, and I'm thrilled about that. And It's so nice to feel like I'm doing some good in the world. And that's really why I'm here. And I think that's, I used to think that's why we were all here, but I don't think that anymore. I think that some of us are actually here to help others, and some of us are here for other reasons. now that I know more about frequency, it explains all of that to me. We all have a purpose, but it's not the same purpose. And it's very, very interesting. So let me go back to the chat. Oh boy, we have like 6 minutes left. I can't get over. Oh, okay. Now I'm at the top. Now I know why I had to hit new posts. Apparently Facebook is doing weird things again on my phone. I had to hit new posts instead of most relevant. So apparently I wasn't as relevant as all those other women, according to Facebook. But we know that's not true. I don't take it personally. That was funny. Well, I'm sure Ginger and all the other women will be happy to know that they're most relevant. Okay, let's see. Who have I not said hello to in the chat? Okay, yes, please. Tara says, yes, please. Me too. More, more, more. Better, better, better. Absolutely. You know, that's what desire is about. If you stop desiring, you cease to exist. Our lives are full of desire, and that's how they're meant to be. Desire is what creates your world, you know? If you have no desires, then you're kind of, you probably will, like I said, cease to exist, because desire is what keeps us going. We don't even know our desires half the time. Sometimes we just have a desire and we're not acknowledging it, but it's there. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh yeah, that'd be really nice. And we forget about it. And then it happens. And we're like, oh my God, that happened to me. That's happened to me a bunch of times. Like I barely even think about it. I'm like, oh wow, that would be really nice. And then boom, there it is. Because that's the way you get it, by not strangleholding the desire and just allowing it to be there and, you know, being with it very lightly and enjoying the desire, and then it appears. It's so great. I love that. I just wish we could do that with the things that are really important to us. It would be so much easier if we could. And we can, we just have to practice, but it can be a little more challenging sometimes. All right, so Renee says she owns her own house and her land tax has senior discount, so it's not a large amount. That's good. I wish that I owned my own house. Renee, I will say, I envy that. That's I'm happy for you. That's good. Yeah, and if your property tax is not big, that's even better. Okay, Rob says, we're both manifesting generators, you and your partner. I wish I were more immersed in human design so I could compare and contrast our profiles, because I've always enjoyed doing the nuts and bolts of a given topic. Well, why don't you get the Neutrino app? It's called Neutrino Design, Neutrino Design, Neutrino Design. Get that app, and then you can look up both of you. You could see a lot of aspects about both of your types. Even though you're the same type, you probably have different profile lines. You probably have different authorities, possibly. You most likely have different incarnation crosses, which is your life purpose. It's very, very interesting. You'll find out a lot. And you can also check your compatibility on that app. If you enter your name and her name and all your information, which is easy to do, as long as you have your birth time, you'll find out like what your compatibility is like. It's really fun. And you can also look it up online, you know, just Google can tell you a lot. There's so much information. Instagram has a lot of really good human design teachers. Just go to Instagram and search human design. You'll come up with a lot of stuff. But yeah, I like the Neutrino app a lot, because that's what I always check people's charts on. And it was my bestie Kat who introduced me to that app, and I'm so grateful. But if nobody has any other questions. I'm checking real quick. Yeah, that's a new thing on Facebook. That's why. Okay, now I understand why. Well, at least I figured it out before the end of my last show on 1-2 Radio. I will be back with all of you, God willing, next week, this upcoming Monday, July 6th, on YouTube. So find me somehow. I don't know how you're going to be able to find me, but find me somehow. It's probably going to be under Lori the Love Sherpa, most likely. I mean, I don't think I would have a YouTube show that was anything other than Lori the Love Sherpa, so, because that's my name. So look up Lori the Love Sherpa on YouTube, and I think you'll be able to find me, and I know Serena's going to find another way to do it, too, and she'll probably let me know that. We'll figure it out. But I love you all. I'm so grateful for all of your presence here all of these years, almost 4 years now. And we'll continue this on YouTube next week. So join me there. And you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Join me on YouTube next week. Bye, everybody.